think, should we start with your health? You warmed up against Wyoming, then didn't go. How are you feeling this week?
Yes, sir.
Why didn't you get in last week?
I'm feeling a lot better this week. Felt a little bit banged up after SMU, so it was kind of like a game-time decision for Coach Harvey. But fortunately, in our room, we have a lot of depth. Did perfectly fine throughout the week practicing, so decided to keep me out for our Wyoming, but I feel a lot, feel great this week. So
you anticipate playing this week?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You answered the bell really well against SMU when you were called on. And guys like Pokai and some of the other younger guys answered the bell pretty well against Wyoming. What is it about this running back group where you guys have kind of that such a next man mentality, I guess?
Oh, man, we're so hungry this season, especially after losing a couple older guys last season and recruiting a lot of younger guys. Did a lot better this year with making our reads and just having a different mentality when we run the ball. And that started from, you know, our older guys in the room, Falau, LJ, all the way down to Pokai, Jovessa, Charlie. We just have a mentality in our room to run hard and to play with physicality.
When you came in from Utah State, you were relative unknown. What's been the key to you moving up the depth chart as much as you have, in your opinion?
I think the key for me, at least, was just to stay positive, man. I think a lot of times guys get down on themselves because they feel like they're not contributing to the team, or they just not performing to their best of their abilities. But you know, it's a marathon, not a race. So taking it day by day, step by step, and just getting better each and every day.
Why did you decide to go on the transfer portal and come here?
When I was on my mission, my whole coaching staff got fired, got released. Gary Anderson was actually my head coach, and when I got home, he actually helped me get here. And having read it, I love it here. So,
did you have any like advice for the freshmen, Sione and Pokai, against Wyoming when they were going to be kind of thrown into the fire?
Yeah, man, the piece of advice that Harvey gives all of us is just to have fun. If you're not having fun, then I think that it relates a lot to your playing and how well you do. If you go out there having fun, being positive, and just confident, then I feel like it affects a lot how you run the ball, how you catch, how you protect, and everything else.
So the first few weeks of fall camp, they said you didn't have live action. Was that the same kind of ailment that sprung up again in SMU?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yep. Same thing. Just shoulder, a little still banged up. So they wanted to keep me out just to be sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How would you grade how the offensive line has done at opening polls? They seem pretty good in pass block, but there's times where defenses have been able to shut down the run a little bit.
Yeah. I think the first couple games tested us, but I think going into this week, we look a lot better. Even Wyoming, we had those glimpses of those creases that we opened up, and I feel like it's all coming together, and we're doing a lot better in the run game, especially than we did last year. And that, in combination of running hard downhill and being physical, I think we're doing a lot better.
As a running back, when do you know on a play that a run's going to be successful? Is it when you get the handoff? Is it when, you know, you find that crease? When do you have a good idea?
I think it all starts with pre-snap reads, reading the defense, seeing where they're lined up, making sure we as running backs are hearing the calls from our linemen. And from there, it's just trusting. It takes a lot of trust in the run game, knowing that he's going to be there, he's going to go there and combo to him, and just hitting the hole hard and making plays.
How much are you looking forward to the opportunity on Saturday night? Big game against a ranked opponent at LES?
Yep, big game against a ranked opponent. First game this season for our Big 12 conference for us in the Lavelle. So it's a big deal. We've been practicing super hard this week. We know that they're coming to play and they're coming here. So we're gonna bring the party to them, and you know, we're gonna play with a lot of physicality and we're gonna have fun.
Excited to be back home after getting on the plane back to back
week? Yeah, wasn't too fond of Wyoming, to be honest. Fans weren't the best. I would say the same thing about SMU, but it's always nice to be at away games, see how well we travel with our fans, man. They're awesome. They come, they cheer us on, they give us that boost that we need throughout the whole game.